In 1996, Frank and Jeannie Summers, who had founded before the Family Missions Company going around the world preaching the gospel as laypersons like yourselves, as a family, they were going to a conference in New Orleans on the family, and they were preparing their talks up on the 16th floor of the Hilton Hotel overlooking the Mississippi River. And Jeannie had been raised on the near the Vermilion River, and she knew what the sound of a tugboat horn sounded like. But she heard a horn, a ship horn, that was just blowing wildly. So she looked out the window, and she saw a ship that was obviously out of control on the Mississippi River and headed towards the Riverwalk and all of those stores there and people shopping. And so she immediately put her hand on the window, and at the top of her voice, she said, "Praise you, Jesus, save your people, send your angels, turn the boat." And she called Frank over to come and help her pray. And although the ship did hit the Riverwalk and started to crumple the pier there and some of the buildings, no lives were lost. But then they saw it was going to hit the floating casino. And so once again, she prayed. She said, "God, send a huge angel to stand between those two boats. Save your people. Send the angels." And miraculously, the ship stopped, and it did not hit the people in the casino, many of whom were already trying to escape to safety. And so it just made me think of this particular family that has certainly prayed a lot, and they're not perfect at all, but they definitely are a praying family. And it made me think of the phrase, "The family that prays together stays together." And we know that the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph certainly did their share of praying together and individually as well. And so all of our Bible readings were chosen especially for this feast day, very beautifully from Sirach chapter 3, about honoring your parents. So children, you have to honor your parents because they are the first representatives of God's authority in your life. They are the first ones that you experience of God's authority over you. And they have your best interest at heart. They want the best for you. So that's why we all have to obey our parents. And that is a sign of a future obedience to God himself. And in Colossians chapter 3, St. Paul gives us some beautiful virtues for living out family life and relationships when he talks about compassion and gentleness and humility and, most importantly, forgiveness, right? Whenever we live together, we're all a bunch of sinners. We're going to hurt one another, unfortunately. So we have to ask for forgiveness, and we have to give forgiveness as well on a daily basis. I'm sure that we have to experience that. And so forgiveness, very important. Now, when you think about Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Jesus was perfect. Mary was perfect. Poor Joseph, if something went wrong, it had to be his fault, right? So, but we know he was very holy as well. And they certainly worked together as a family. Even they experienced the loss of Jesus, right? Joseph and Mary lost God himself. Imagine that, explaining that to the father, right? "We lost your son. 3 days. And so they were able to overcome that as well. In the gospel, we see Jesus and later, of course, being obedient to Mary and Joseph. But for 30 years, he lived a quiet life before he began his very public life. But Simeon and Anna, these two elderly people in the temple of Jerusalem, had received a revelation from God that they were going to be able to see the Messiah, which was the hope of every Jewish person, that they had been praying for over 1,000 years for the Messiah to come, the promised Messiah, the Savior. And they were blessed to see him in the flesh as a little baby being brought to be consecrated to God in the temple of Jerusalem, offering, the parents did, the sacrifice of poor people, turtle doves and a pigeon and so forth. They couldn't afford the lambs and whatever else would have been afforded by the more wealthy persons. And so it shows the life of prayer, that as we get older, we have a little more time. Once the children grow up and graduate and so forth, and you grow older, you have more time for prayer like Simeon and Anna were able to do. And Simeon told Mary that a sword will pierce your heart as well. So remember when they pierced the side of Christ to his Sacred Heart, certainly that was the moment when her Immaculate Heart was pierced as well. But the secret thoughts of all of us have been made known through that, right? Our prayers, particularly through the rosary, going through her Immaculate Heart to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because she knew him the best. It said that she meditated on all of these things. She pondered over them. And the verb used there is something that you go over and over and over again. And so Mary meditated on the life of Christ in her life. And when we're praying the rosary and meditating on the mysteries, we're doing the very same thing. We're meditating on the life of Christ through the eyes of Mary, who knew him the best. Someone said, the Holy Family points the human family to the heavenly family, right? God is a family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons living in total unity, great mystery. And so they're a family, and we're a family because they are one. And so the Holy Family is that perfect ideal example for us to look up to, at least, and try to live out in our particular lives. And I'm sure you've all been celebrating with your families for Christmas and now for New Year's and giving gifts to each other. Somebody told me, Mary gave the first Christmas gift and she wrapped the first Christmas gift, Jesus our Lord, right? She wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Jesus, the first and true Christmas gift, is what we are here to celebrate all about. After the Christmas Eve Mass, somebody notified me that there was a bag next to the creche scene, and so opened it up, and inside were coins wrapped worth $11 and a little birthday card to Jesus. I thought it would be a young person, but it turned out to be one of our special adult members. And it said, Happy birthday, baby Jesus. This special gift is for you. Please tell my two grandmas hi for me. P.S. Also tell Santa I was really good this year. And the first letter of her name was H. So, truly a prayer card, birthday card to Jesus from the heart. But we know that we live mostly in chaotic family life, right? And there's a mother who wrote a book on different prayers to the Lord of just the real things that we experience in family life. So she said, this was one prayer. She said, Lord, the two-year-old just threw the car keys in the toilet and I can't reach them. Please help me. Or at Mass, little Mary was kissing the ankles of the lady next to her, and they had to retreat to the back of the church. And she said, at the end of Mass, it should be more like this. The priest should say, go in chaos and confusion to serve the Lord in your life, which is spinning out of control. Is that more like the reality? So we go with the grace of the Lord, and we do the best that we can, trying to imitate that very holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'd like to conclude with this little poem that I had used 2 years ago, encouraging all of us to slow down and spend some quality time with God and with each other and as a family. A weary mother returned from the store, lugging groceries through the kitchen door. Awaiting her arrival was her 8-year-old son, eager to relate what his younger brother had done. While I was out playing and Dad was on a call, TJ took his crayons and wrote on the wall. It's on the new paper you just hung in the den. I told him you'd be mad at having to do it again. She let out a moan and furrowed her brow. Where is your little brother right now? She emptied her arms and with a purposeful stride, she marched to his closet where he had gone to hide. She called his full name as she entered his room. He trembled with fear. He knew that meant doom. For the next 10 minutes, she ranted and raved about the expensive wallpaper and how she had saved. Lamenting all the work it would take to repair, she condemned his actions and total lack of care. The more she scolded, the madder she got, then stomped from his room, totally distraught. She headed for the den to confirm her fears. When she saw the wall, her eyes flooded with tears. The message she read pierced her soul with a dart. It said, I love mommy, surrounded by a heart. Well, the wallpaper remained just as she found it, with an empty picture frame hung to surround it. A reminder to her, and indeed to all, take time to read the handwriting on the wall. And the handwriting today is from God, who says, I love you. Amen.